The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Back here at the Gabba on a sun-drenched Brisbane afternoon. The Cats and the Lions 1v2 bounce at 10 past 2. So about 27 minutes away. We're before the bounce. Thanks to Team Tyre Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotels. And our number one ticket holder in 2019 is Warralilly. Warralilly.com.au. Every year, we're lucky enough to be joined by a man who does some wonderful work in helping the disadvantaged make sure they can access sport, especially the game of Australian rules football. It's called Footies for All. He's a great friend of K-Rock, a former part of the K-Rock team. Great to have Mick Gallis join us. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Kingy, Benny, and listeners all across Australia, especially across Geelong. Jeepers, what a great day we've got down here in Melbourne. I know you've got it up there in Brisbane, but this is perfect conditions, and plenty of people loving to see sun, finally.
Footies for All has been you've been working on it for a number of years now. For those who might not know about it, can you give us a bit of the genesis of it?
Yeah, we're just using the power of sport to give kids opportunities. Nelson Mandela said sport speaks to youth in a language they understand. More powerful than governments, race or religion, in inspiring hope. And he proved that by unifying his country at the 1995 World Cup after the apartheid regime was disabled and dismantled. And we just go around Australia and across the world giving disadvantaged kids opportunities through sport, and amazing support through yourselves at K-Rock and across the Geelong region. And big shout out to all the Footies for All supporters and volunteers and sponsors that enable us to run sporting clinics and then distribute a ball, because you can play a game without a ground, you can play a game without a jumper, you can play a game without goals, but you can't play a game of sport without the ball. And that's what we are doing. In 7 years, we've been running Kingy and Benny, and distributed over 25,000 new balls of all sports across Australia and around the world, thanks to amazing support.
Yeah. How far have you reached? What's the best story you've heard from potentially overseas or up north of our great country?
Probably one of the greatest ones was when went up to a place called Alco Island, which is 2 hours north of 2 hours north of Darwin, an amazing Aboriginal community up there. And we had Michael Long with us, who was his Footies for All ambassador, and really great support to Michael. And we give him a shout-out and his family a shout-out with his dad passing away, one of the legends of football in the Northern Territory. And Footy went into the water up there in Alco Island, and no one goes into the water because of the crocodiles. And we're standing on the beach, and the next minute, it was a Footies for All footy, and it was bobbing away in the ocean. Next minute, this young Aboriginal kid came running out of nowhere, ran straight out into the water, went for a bit of a swim, grabbed it and came back in. And I was standing there with Michael, and I said, "Oh, how fantastic that. He got his footy." He goes, "Mick, I don't think you understand, mate." And he had tears in his eyes that, no one goes into this water. And, he just defied death by going to get his footy there. And that's how much it means to him. And that's how much it means to kids that don't have the opportunity to have sporting equipment. And we know how important it is in lives. And, you're up there, the athletes, everyone listening down in Geelong that play sport, the positivity of it. And really, our society in community, in youth, is really going downhill. The drugs are taking over. We've got carjackings. We've got home invasions. We've got shootings. And if we can keep kids involved in sport and give them some hope and some positivity, we can change that around. And we can make society, turn it back to a positive, safe society, which Australia sadly is losing.
Mick, you're like Brad Pitt at the old nightclub. You've always got something on the go at Footies for All. What's been happening in 2019, and what have you got planned for the immediate future?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, boys, because I don't really believe it myself, but I'm off to Pakistan. So with the coach of the yeah, there's not too many people off to Pakistan, but I tell you, I can't wait to get there. And I've been lucky enough in 2017 to coach the Pakistan women's AFL team at the AFL International Cup, and International Cup starting again in 2020. Down in Melbourne. So I'm going over there to do some talent ID, run some coaching, hopefully catch up with Imran Khan in Islamabad and have a bit of a chat about the power of sport and the power of football and what we can do to develop the game in Pakistan and give people opportunity. And very lucky through the Pakistan Shaheen here in Melbourne and AFL Pakistan. They're sponsored by Trip, and we arrive in Karachi in early September and travel up to Islamabad and hopefully go up north. But there's a bit going on in Kashmir, so I'm not too sure of what the security's like up there. So we're going to have to try and evaluate that on the ground. But just an amazing opportunity to go into another country that doesn't get too many Western visitors and really experience their culture and their language and their and grow the game of AFL, the greatest game in the world.
Mick, fair to say that you've gone on since the days of hanging out with Kingy and I. You've just dropped Imran Khan.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. As I said, I'm pitching myself. We got a visa through at a meeting with the Pakistan Consulate General down here in Melbourne. And he was so excited to hear that we're going over there and going over there with the goal of developing AFL. And I was in Fiji earlier on this year with Island Breeze Rugby Plus, running a rugby clinic for 10 days on a small island called Ovalau off the main island in a village called Ruku Ruku with Wonga and Jade Baravila. And was able to work my way in, even though it was a rugby union clinic, to run an AFL clinic training session with the boys. The best 18 to 22-year-old boys across Fiji, 60 of them. Mate, they just love the game. And I know Radic Alia's doing well down there in Geelong. And, mate, it's an untapped talent, Fiji. And really, I'm very lucky to be able to go there and help develop the game too. And now off to Pakistan. But I tell you what, it's disappointing that I'm not getting support from the state and federal governments. You boys know, 7 years, I've met with every minister from the state government. I've put in another request to meet with Martin Palooka, the Victorian sports minister, hopefully catch up with the federal sports minister, Richard Colbeck. But it's even though it's so exciting to go international, there's so many places here in Australia that need help and need support, the youth through sport and kids. And yet, they don't have a bar of me, boys. I don't know why, when we all know the power of sport and we know it works, and they just continue to have meetings with me and pat me on the back. The Premier of Victoria gave me an award for a volunteer of the award year last year, which is fantastic, but we don't do it for awards. And I don't want awards. I want funding. I want to be able to give these kids opportunities and positivity so we can keep them off the streets, keep them out of jail and make it a safer society here in Australia and here in Melbourne.
Mick, you do some wonderful work. Look, I know it's absolutely dear to your heart. You're all in, and it's fantastic. You do some fantastic stuff. The only other thing that you are all in on is the Carlton Footy Club. Are you happy with David Teague being the coach of the Carlton Footy Club?
Mate, it's fantastic, mate. Every Carlton supporter is walking around and can't wait. I'm teaching back at Penleigh and Essendon Grammar School, and I thank the Penleigh and Essendon Grammar School community for all their support of Footies for All. And one of the young kids, a Carlton supporter, came to me yesterday and a big smile on his face and high fives. Oh, we can't wait for next year. However, we got the Teague train on board. Hopefully they'll get 50 or 60,000 there to see him beat St Kilda and really keep the momentum going. And it's great to see. Michael Voss was signed, sealed and delivered from what I heard. And the people power of the Teague train got on board and turned it around. And every Carlton supporter is smiling. And finally, the Carlton board is listening to the people. And you know the rapport that he's got with the players. He's had the experience. You don't have to go out and get a big name. Carlton have tried that with Pagan and Moldhouse, and it didn't work. We got the best man for the job. But look out, boys. The Blues are back.
Good stuff, Mick. And I can tell you they're leading 6-2 early in the first quarter in front of a good crowd at the MCG. For those who want to know more about Footies for All, where should they head?
Social media is just unbelievable. The Instagram, Footies for All on Instagram, Footies for All on Twitter, Footies for All on Facebook. And just get on board. We're looking for as much support as we can. And a big shout out and a big thank you to Footies for All volunteers and supporters, not just across Geelong and Melbourne and Victoria, around Australia, but across the world. We'll have a big bank of them in Pakistan, boys. Look forward to chatting to you when I get back.
Good stuff, Mick. Stay safe. Always good to talk with you and continue the good work with Footies for All.
No, appreciate your support and have a good call. And, yeah, hope that if Carlton can't win, always backing for the Cats. And, obviously, Radic Alia. I was born in Fiji, so Fijian after my own heart. And let's get him to inspire some more Fijians to play AFL. And hopefully I can get the first Pakistani playing too.
Good work, Mick. Continue with that fine work that you're doing. Well done. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Footies for All. Not rocket science, just Footies for All.
Good work. Mick Gallagher joining us. Always great to have him join the K-Rock family.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.